Hi there, Scott Rockfile, back with another podcast review for you. Going to talk about the 2021 film, The Cursed. Another one of those movies that popped up on those lists of movies you haven't heard of but you need to see. It came out in 2021, didn't do very well at the box office. I don't think they had much money for marketing. Grossed about $4.8 million. Nowhere could I find what its budget was. It looks like it cost a little bit of money. So The Cursed, I don't want to get into spoilers, so I can't really talk much about it because it's a new take on something classic. You have this 19th century French village being harassed by some thing or someone, maybe. They don't know at first. A pathologist comes to town. He's investigating some murders and things, and it gets more and more interesting. If this was the usual take on this particular subject matter, this may not have been the most exciting film, but because they took a different route, the director, who, by the way, I don't know much of what he's done, but seems like everything he's ever worked on was nominated for an award or a bunch of awards. He was nominated for an Academy Award back in 2006 or 7 for a short film, live action. He's been nominated for French awards and all sorts of. He's made several movies. So anyway, this is the last thing he made back in 2021. His name is Sean Ellis. He wrote it. He directed it. He was also the cinematographer. They shot it on 35 millimeter film because they think that looks better. They shot as much as they could in camera because that also looks better. It's 113 minutes. It's in English. And I thought it was fabulous. I will get into some spoiler-ish stuff towards the end, but I'll let you know before I get there. So there's no major actors in this film. Boyd Holbrook, you'll recognize him when you see him. He was really good. Kelly Riley, Alistair Petrie. I don't know most of the other names in the movie, but there were several faces I recognize, and the acting was good throughout, especially the kids in the film. There are several kids. This is a township that's kind of, people are disappearing and kids are disappearing, more to the point, and you know, they need to find out what's happening, and this new guy that comes to town is helping them investigate. And wow, it's really hard to talk about in a movie without giving anything away. It's very atmospheric. It's very moody. It was described to me as a slow burn, but I don't think so, because to me, there was enough action or horror moments that punctuated the time before you get to the big stuff. I mean, granted, towards the end, it's pretty off the hook, kind of like Late Night with the Devil. Late Night with the Devil never felt like it was a slow burn because it kept you interested and intrigued the whole time. It wasn't really, you know, I mean, it did go off the rails at one point in a good way. But this movie, too, it keeps you engaged in not only the mystery, but there's bits of horror and action, what you want out of these kind of movies. And so when it finally does get to, you find out what's really going on and there's some big set pieces, it's pretty spectacular. Actually, they did a really good job considering they couldn't have had a major budget. Again, this is one of those Blu-rays that was recommended on a bunch of lists of horror movies you haven't seen. I had not seen it, and I had it in my Amazon wish list for a long time, but it was pretty expensive for a movie that didn't make a whole lot of money. I guess that's why it's expensive. It's on a smaller label. And then Hamilton Book. I keep mentioning this website. They don't give me any money. I wish they would. But I keep a wish list, and this popped up in one of their new releases. Here's some new movies we got. And I'm like, $4 for this movie that's repeatedly showed up on lists of I need to see it. So I picked it up recently, and it's been sitting on the shelf, and I was in the mood. Again, somebody told me it was a slow burn, or one of the reviews said it was a slow burn, so I wasn't really excited to watch it. But knowing what the subject matter was, and I behoove you not to look up what the subject matter is. Just watch the film. It opens in World War I. I believe it's 1918, and then it goes back a bit to this French village in the 19th century. The two things tie together by the end of the film. The sets look great. The costumes look great. It looks like a big budget movie. He's obviously got an eye for cinematography. There is some beautiful shots, a lot of fog, a lot of mysterious looking woods. The sun is out and it's bright, but it's still kind of foggy and surreal looking. When some attacks happened, they used some old techniques with the camera, so they didn't have to use CGI or heavy special effects, but it still makes it look kind of crazy, surreal action, you know, somebody's getting attacked kind of, it really accents the action instead of like detracting from, oh my God, I can't see what's going on. No, this is more of a hallucinogenic take on some of these things. Really watching the extras at the end, and it's only about 5 minutes of behind the scenes, the actors were all talking about, he's kind of an auteur, this director. He's from this part of France where they filmed it, because he knew where everything was. And it is spectacular cinematography and beautiful countryside, even on the creepy parts. It looks very real. It's pretty hardcore, considering I didn't expect some of the more brutal elements that happen, and that's more a product of the time and not that it's a horror movie. There's just some brutal things they do to some people, a particular people in the film, and it was you know, it was like, oh wow, okay, I'm paying attention now. All in all, this is what I want out of a horror movie. It's got layers. It's got some depth. It's an analogy for certain things. But it's also an update on something we've seen 1,000 times. And it's new and it's different. And it was interesting. So kudos to Sean Ellis, the cast and the crew, for The Cursed from 2021. It's not the best movie I've ever seen. But man, as far as horror movies you've never heard of, pop it in, especially if you don't know what's going on, and enjoy the ride. Because by the end, it's like, wow, all right. This guy is like the next maybe Sam Raimi. Well, he doesn't have any of the comic horror elements, but the going over the top towards the end kind of thing. They pretty much have that down. Watching the behind the scenes didn't show you a lot of how they did it, but what you do see is like, that's pretty impressive that they pulled off what they did with what they had. It's under 2 hours. It's definitely worth a watch. Some consider it a slow burn. I did not. I was engaged through the whole movie. It was the weekend. I was eating popcorn and watched the entire thing without checking my phone, watch, or anything else, or even pausing it. I thought it was great. So check out The Cursed. Came out in 2021. It's available on Blu-ray, DVD, and streaming services now. If you're into kind of a classic horror movie done in a new way, you might dig it. I really did. Scott, I'm Rockfile. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen to a podcast where I had to dance around. Oh, spoiler stuff. Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, thanks for listening. Links are below. And by the way, I have a fundraising drive for my two side projects, Rockfile Radio and Dave's Daily List are both owned by me. They're not corporate products or anything like that. And they both have shops where we sell t-shirts, hats, stickers, and posters and stuff. And all of that funds what we do. So if you're interested in both, check out rockfileradio.com and davesdailylist.com. Everything's legal, above board. And the items are actually high quality. I'm wearing some today. So anyway, we're getting into spoilers in 3, 2, 1. Okay, you want to know what this is an update of? It's a werewolf movie. Doesn't look like a werewolf movie, doesn't feel like a werewolf movie, but it's an update of a werewolf movie. The people who move onto the lands in this movie in the 19th century village are gypsies, and they take over a big section of the lands, and the city council votes to kick them off the lands by the harshest way possible. And that's what I meant by brutal. They do some brutal things to some gypsies and to make an example out of them, and they kick them, but that's how they get cursed. So this is still all in the first 15 minutes of the movie. I'm not really giving a whole lot away, but you know it's a take on what it is because they recreate some silver teeth and someone puts them in their mouth and then one thing leads to another. And like I said, nobody sprouts fur, and it's definitely not like American Werewolf in London or any of the great werewolf movies. It is a brand new take on how they become a werewolf and what it looks like and what they do and how, yes, it does go from victim to victim. If somebody is left alive, they become one too. But how they become one, fascinating. It's very interesting, and you want to see more when you start seeing how it happens. It's not like any other. And the director has gone on record and said, if you're making something like this and you're not doing something new with it, you know, you're trapped by it. You're a prisoner of it. So he's always wanted to make a werewolf movie, but he definitely made his own kind of werewolf movie. And if you think I'm spoiling things, I'm not. It says pretty much in some of the blurbs on the back, it'll say a gothic take on a werewolf movie or something like that. So anyway, don't read into that. I'm sorry if I spoiled it for you, but there is a lot I didn't spoil. But it's basically a werewolf movie just done in a whole new way. Really enjoyed it. The Cursed. It's available now. Scott and Rockfile. Thanks for listening. Have a spectacular day.